Vern Stenman has mixed emotions about the possibility of a Major League Baseball strike. Stenman is the general manager for the Madison Mallards, the city's local summer collegiate baseball team, which attracts young talent from across the country.
Texas Tech, California, Arizona State, Baylor, and also local guys, University of Wisconsin, Whitewater, University of Minnesota guys on our club. So we get players from all across the country, and however, at this level, we give them the first opportunity in their career because they're still, they've always played with aluminum bats. They play for the first time with wood bats in our league to really prepare them for the minors and for the majors.
Stenman is also a big fan of Major League Baseball and has been following the negotiations between its players and owners. The two sides have been hammering out their differences over issues like revenue sharing, luxury taxes, and random drug testing. If they can't come to an agreement, the players plan to strike beginning Friday night. Stenman says a strike may just be a good thing for his amateur team, stirring up excitement for local alternatives to the big leaguers.
We are that interesting alternative to Major League Baseball, and I think, you know, in my heart of hearts, I think that we're a better alternative than Major League Baseball. I think I'm always going to have that interest in the majors, and I'm always going to go to a couple Major League games, but I'm going to go to 40 or 45 Northwoods League games every summer because I love this league.
But Stenman is also thinking long-term. He's worried a strike will give the kids a reason to pass up America's pastime.
I could go watch baseball, or I could, you know, sit home and watch or play Nintendo, or I could, whatever it is. And I'm just worried about that long-term fan base deteriorating and baseball having a negative image in kids' minds as they grow up. I'm not so much concerned about the current situation. You know, right next year, 2 years from now, I think we'll be fine. But I think down the line, you know, the negativity that baseball keeps on putting forth about the game is gonna start adding up.
Stenman grew up a fan of the Minnesota Twins and says he got hooked on the game when the Twins won the World Series.
That was a huge thrill for me, and that's probably why I work in baseball. It's probably why I'm a baseball fan. And if kids aren't growing up with that, or kids don't care about those things happening, that's a bad thing for everybody, I think, involved in the game.
One major sticking point in negotiations is contraction, the idea of cutting two weaker teams from the major leagues. One team mentioned in the press has been Stenman's beloved Twins. He points out that the Mallards play against several minor league teams in the Twin Cities market.
They're petrified. You know, they don't want to lose the Twins because, again, it's building that interest and it's that long-term perspective on things. That if the Twins are gone, you know, baseball interest in the state of Minnesota is down. And interest in minor league baseball is down. And interest in the teams in the St. Cloud and Mankato and Alexandria and Rochester that are in Minnesota, it's going
to
be down.
Many of Stenman's players hope to make it to the big leagues in the future. But Stenman believes once they get there, there's little they can do to change the tide of player-owner relations.
I think it's bigger than any one baseball player. I mean, you see Alex Rodriguez last week saying that he would give back half of his salary if that can make any difference with the negotiations. I mean, he knows it's not going to make any difference, though. Both sides, I mean, to me, are doing things that are wrong. And I think that, you know, a lot of it stems from Major League Baseball owners for the last 40 years at least, not really having a powerful commissioner in place. And that's been the problem. I mean, it's been the owners have controlled the office of the commissioner for a very, very long time.
But that doesn't mean ticket holders have to turn their backs on the sport. Stenman points out that several fans have decided to take action.
Early in August, I want to say, a woman, I believe a Yankees fan, actually, of all people, was trying to orchestrate a national strike of baseball games, like this fan strike, basically. I think things like that are great. I love seeing the grassroots efforts, and I mean, I think that the Mallards are really a grassroots effort to promote baseball, and I think that, you know, people taking a grassroots effort towards the major leagues and showing them what they feel and getting a little national publicity out of it, it shows that, you know, we're tired of this and we don't want to deal with it anymore. And it's petty to us.
And you want to play some baseball?
Play ball, you bet.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Joe Hartke.